This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have artist Sam McGilp on the line, who has a production called Body Crisis, and it's going to be happening at Acme as part of Now or Never. Sam, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's so nice to be here.
Pleasure. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you have an interesting background as an artist as well. Where did it all start for you?
Well, I'm a new media artist. I work with different kinds of emerging technologies, but I guess specifically I work to make performances with those things. So I think a lot of new media artists usually work in predominantly visual arts kind of contexts, but my world is more dance and performance, and that's kind of like this work, Body Crisis. For me, I came from a background of filmmaking, but as a younger person, I was a dancer, and so my social network was lots of dancers, and we wanted to try and find ways to work together. And that kind of led me to a real interest in motion capture, which allows us to digitally capture movement.
Right. So that brings in Acme, because I was wondering where the connection was. So that's a good connection. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a highly tech work, Body Crisis, but also at its core, it's fundamentally like a contemporary dance performance.
Right.
That's the world that we're coming from. But yeah, lots and lots of tech.
Okay. Now, it's going to move around Fed Square, is that right?
Yeah, well, it's in the Acme building.
Yep.
But the performance initially starts in the lobby kind of area, and it finishes up in the cinema. So there is travel and movement and flux in space for the audience, and it's quite free movement for the audience. It's not that sort of traditional theatre seating where, you know, you sit there and then the stage is performers will be in and around you and before we come into the cinema, where we do have a little bit of that kind of theatre moment.
Right, okay. And, you know, like, does the audience, you know, like, are you engaging with them, or are they, you know, like, are they just in the way for you?
Not at all. I mean, I think I'm interested in making the kinds of performances that do offer unexpected and different experiences for audiences outside of the norms. And Body Crisis is very much that. I think if I can step back just a sec to sort of explain more about
absolutely,
what
please,
is,
yes.
It's sort of hard to talk about the audience engagement without that. I think it's a work that's very multimodal. Dancers will be there on site in and around the audience wearing motion capture suits, which allows us to create digital avatars and animation of them, which is projected immersively through the space.
Yeah.
It also allows us to transmit that information, their movement, live into a virtual game space. So the audience have a very multifaceted experience.
Wow.
There are laptops set up all around where you can play this virtual game and simultaneously immersive projection, as well as the live performance unfolding. And then the final kind of element, like as if we needed more, is is a band in Taipei is playing live, and their music becomes the score for the work. It's transmitted to Melbourne. The band is called Prairie.
Yeah.
And their video and audio is transmitted to Melbourne. So it's happening, between Melbourne and Taipei and online all at the same time.
Wow. So, Sam, what does something like this mean for you to be part of a festival like this that you can, you know, like take it to this sort of level? It must be pretty exciting for you.
Oh, absolutely. Like it's a huge privilege, and it's just a really exciting thing to have your work recognized, to be like the support, I suppose, of the confidence from the festival and Acme to put on something of scale is really exciting. And I think there's like a real energy. So I'm part of the core creative team. It's me and choreographer Harrison Hall, as well as a new media art collective from Taipei called Nux Future. And, you know, we are all like a bit of a collegiate group. We're all friends. We're like, you know, fairly young people. And so I think there's there is a real energy of something exciting happening that, you know, wouldn't usually be possible for us because, but yeah, through the confidence shown to us by ACME and the Now or Never Festival, we've been able to make this work of scale that we're really excited about.
Hey, Sam, one thing that, you know, like when you were describing it, it sounds absolutely fantastic and I can't wait to see it, is that, you know, like with all this talk on AI, you know, like, can you see that that's going to worm its way in, you know, like down the track for creatives like you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's something that I engage with creatively in different ways. I think when you make work in tech spaces like I do, you often confront a bit of a binary around a utopia or dystopia with kind of work that faces a future, and as artists, our treatment should be to provide complex and meaningful responses to things, not sort of buying into any particular utopian or dystopian narrative. So my feelings around AI creatively aren't, you know, that it's going to take my work away, but I'm more interested in the creative applications that I can bring to it. While also, of course, I share many concerns about AI being generated in our kind of capitalist context, where it's being developed predominantly by large corporations, and the decision making around how it's used is coming with those incentives. But yeah, it's an extremely prevalent part already of most digital creative work.
Oh, okay.
And will continue to become more and more so,
right,
I'm sure.
Well, even the title Body Crisis, it's quite evocative. What are some of the themes that you would like to put into the work or already there?
I think it's funny. There was a game that was big when I was younger called Crisis. And it was sort of renowned for never actually being playable because it was too demanding. No one had a computer that was kind of powerful enough to play it. So I think for us, there's this question around when the body and performance comes into contact with tech and digital processes, like how do we continue to make work that comes authentically from the body and the body is centered in and around all of this incredible tech stuff, and then at scale as well. That's sort of the things that we wanted to bring out. I mean, there's also, I guess, an imagining of what becomes possible with a digital body as opposed to a physical body that doesn't have the limitations of a physical body. Like, there are moments in the performance where multiple dancers control a single body, or where the kinds of movement that are possible for that digital body aren't for a physical body. You know, dancers can have the range in their legs that they've always dreamed of, or, you know, these sorts of things.
Yeah. And have you followed it through with social media? You know, is it a big part of what you do? I'm guessing it is, on Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a work that exists entirely online as well. Like, that game component that I was talking about that's available to the audiences. Anyone from around the world can play that for free as well during the performance time. The motion capture will be streamed to the online game, which is bodycrisis.online. And so this online component is a core element of the work. And yes, of course, that comes through in social media, and often our work is very visually stimulating, and so it's ripe for content for those kinds of platforms. Yeah.
And is it a Body Crisis on Instagram, or is it your name?
Just independently our names. So yeah, my Instagram handle is myglip, MYGLIP. Harrison is Infernal Fawn, and Nux Future and Nux Future, NAXS Future. That's where it lives.
Brilliant. So I bet you're excited and you can't wait to get started on this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, obviously works like this take a very long time to build. So in some ways we're at the end of a process, but also I cannot wait to bring it to people. And we're at the start of the next step of the process, where we all get to be in the same room We presented this work once before at the substation, but at that time the Taiwanese Media Art Group were in Taipei, and this time they're coming here. So actually this will be a really exciting experience for us all to be working together physically, and it will undoubtedly yield some, I don't know, extraordinary results.
Yeah.
I can't wait to share.
Yeah.
And what was the process like working remotely before that?
Well, I think it shares a lot of similarities with most people's understanding of remote work processes. You know, we all collaborate in shared platforms. I think there's a thing across languages as well. Like, English is our working language, but like it's not all of our first language. So we communicate in a combination of, you know, memes and text. You know, we work with a lot of digital materials, so we're able to share files online. And I guess last time we presented it, Nux came to Melbourne 6 weeks before the show. We booked them for another show, which was kind of an integral part as well. Like, we got to spend a week together, went down to the beach and just sort of hung out separate to work, you know, and able to make that real personal connection, I think, which was like an integral part of it as well. But yeah, I think for the most part, people would recognize most of the online collaboration processes from our dark periods of working remotely all the time.
And now we heard that you the work is choreographed, but I'm curious, is it completely choreographed, or is there, you know, movement in there that gets added on the night?
Well, I think, you know, we work in the work is like, remarkably, there's so many elements that need to sync together extremely precisely.
Yeah.
So there are very clear beats across everything that will always happen at 43 minutes and 53 seconds into the, you know, into the work, because the band needs to play the same thing and the game animations need to cue, and then the dancers need to know what's happening as well. However, our background and our practice is very much in a kind of contemporary dance world, in which we have developed choreography with the dancers, and it's, I guess, if you came to another night, you would see different responses of tonality of movement to the dancers, but there are very clear forms and very clear like sections of choreography as well. It's sort of a combination of both.
And as you said, some of the images will be moving through the audience. Is it a little bit like Avatar in a way?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, that's a good kind of reference point as imagining the kinds of digital figures that you can see. And you remember those bodies in Avatar, they were sort of these alien figures that were much taller than our human bodies. And so there's an experience for the dancers to be able to perform and dance in bodies that are different, and they change over the course of the performance as well. So there's sort of lots of different bodies that they inhabit.
Wow.
Digitally. Yeah.
And Sam, how many people can be in the audience at one time, or doesn't it matter? I'm thinking that you wouldn't want too many people, or the more people, the merrier.
I think we set it up so that it's the more the merrier this
Okay.
The capacity is at 200 because it ends up in a cinema.
Yeah.
So there are quite a few audience are able to be there, and we're really excited for that energy. I think, as I mentioned, it's a very multimodal experience for audience, and so, you know, by having a lot of people there, we can have people really engaged with the performers, people really engaged with digital material, people playing the game at the same time, sort of all of these things happening in concert together.
Yeah. And also, I'm guessing people of all ages, you know, like kids through, you know, like elderly people, you know, like everyone involved?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's a work that appeals to a really broad audience, actually. Like, Prairie are an incredible band, and last time we presented this performance, we had people coming specifically for their performance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They've orchestrated a unique score that comes from material of theirs, but this would be the only place that you would ever be able to hear that score from Prairie.
Yeah.
We've had gaming audiences, younger people interested in contemporary dance, people interested in digital art. It's a very broad church of people it brings together and who can get something out of it.
And this the band, where do they perform? Are they moving with you through the ACCA or?
No, so they're in Taipei.
They're not here this time. Right.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. Their performance will come from their studio. So right, you'll get to see some glimpses of their working space, which, of course, we've dressed to be an exciting and interesting space as well. But it's a sort of nice way to sort of get a glimpse into someone's process by seeing their space as well.
Okay, sounds fantastic. The dates, do you know the dates or do you want us to help you with the dates?
No,
you
know? 25th to the 27th of August, 8 p.m. to 9:15 at Acme are the dates of Body Crisis. And yeah, it's part of Now or Never Festival, which is running, I think, from now for the next sort of 3 weeks.
Yeah, 17th to the 2nd of September, yep.
You got it. Yeah. Yeah.
And Sam, did you have any of your own social media or websites that you'd like to share with our listeners as well?
I think through the Now or Never Instagram or Acme Online Instagram, you can get tickets for Body Crisis. I think that's the best way to sort of get connect to what we are doing.
Great. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a real pleasure chatting with you. It sounds like it's going to be
unbelievable.
Fascinating.
Yeah, your mind. You're leaving me for dead.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. We have been chatting with Sam McGilp, who is performing, who has organised Body Crisis at Now or Never with Acme. And as you heard, you can go see that on the 25th to the 27th of August. You are listening to The Joy Sunday Arts Magazine 94.9, and we'll be back with you after these messages.
Dykes on Mics is an institution that has spanned over 30 plus years in broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.